we've had several opportunities to talk about lawsuits that have been filed that we kind of say, well, you be the judge. We provide as much information as we can, but you be the judge. Remember the famous Texas hot sauce lawsuit, the Kraft mac and cheese lawsuit. We had the, remember the TGI Fridays? What was actually TGI Fridays was the makers of a product for TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
It was that, the mozzarella sticks that actually had cheddar cheese.
Yep. Yeah.
And this almost is, almost to me seems like along the same lines. Maybe you're hearing Buffalo Wild Wings now facing a potential class action lawsuit. A Chicago man has filed a class action lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings. He claims the restaurant is falsely advertising its boneless wings. He says the wings are nothing more than chicken nuggets.
What?
Yeah. Well, here's the description. The man says, and this is a single guy, but he's trying to file for a class action. He says that the description from Buffalo Wild Wings leads customers to believe that their boneless wings are deboned chicken wings made up completely of chicken wing meat. However, he says the product is actually slices of chicken breast deep fried, like the buffalo wings, and they're being passed off as the wings, but they're more nothing more than, he says, again, like chicken nuggets. He says it's like what Papa John's does. He gives a couple of examples. They do the same thing, but they at least call their product chicken poppers. And Domino's does the same thing, calling it simply boneless chicken. It's not wings. That's the key here.
Ah, well, okay.
And that's, yeah. So he says, in fact, he says, you know, back in 2009, in the New York Times, there was actually an article about this kind of thing going on. This is 2009, mind you. New York Times writing this column, restaurants from Sarasota to Seattle are having an improbable poultry part showing up on menus, a little chunk of chicken breast that is fried in sauce and sold as a boneless wing. It's happening because wholesale chicken prices have turned upside down. The once lowly wing is selling at a premium over what has long been the gold standard of poultry parts, the skinless, boneless chicken breast. The same kind of thing's happening today with chicken situations going on. Avian bird flu, you're hearing about that going shortages.
Of course.
So there's been increase. Buffalo Wild Wings, by the way, the guy is filing the class action suit because he's hoping to have other consumers who have also eaten boneless wings at Buffalo Wild Wings feeling that perhaps they were duped as well, that they'd like to be part of the lawsuit. He's looking, how was it referenced here? He said he has suffered a financial injury due to the restaurant's false and deceptive conduct.
His financial injury was the $13 he paid for the boneless wings.
He says if he knew about them, actually, that they were not actual deboned chicken wings, he would not have purchased the product, nor would he have paid significantly more for the product, knowing that it was not what it was.
Right.
So that's his financial injury.
Injury. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, again, you be the judge.
Sometimes people are just litigious because they can be.
It's. I get the point, though. I mean, if you're advertising it as a wing and it's not, but
I don't. Okay.
Did you really suffer financial injury?
I don't
think so. Well, I'm seeing here on Fox Business News, they say Buffalo Wild Wings is sarcastically confirming the allegations in the lawsuit, while also revealing well-known facts that other foods they sell do not contain.
Yeah, did you I have here about a tweet apparently they sent out.
Yeah.
It says, and this was from Monday, yesterday, Buffalo Wild Wings sent a tweet out. It said, it's true.
Yeah.
Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo.
Buffalo, right.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, some people are calling them out, if I'm reading this correctly.
Yeah.
Is one person said, well, then don't call them wings.
Don't call them wings, right.
And another one says that nice try, but buffalo stands for the city, not the animal.
That is true, too.
So, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Although others said they think the lawsuit is, quote unquote, asinine. Another one says this lawsuit is stupid. I don't even eat chicken, but I know boneless wings are made of breast meat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I always assume, too. So they'll have to come up with a new name, probably. They won't be able to say Wild Wings. What's going to be the name of the restaurant now?
Yeah, boy, what are they going to do? They're going to have to...
Well, it used to... When it originally started, it was... What wasn't it? Buffalo Wild Wings and Whack.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So it was... That's why it was BW3.
Yeah.
I forgot to think of something.
And I don't remember why they dropped the Whack, but... Probably because most people didn't know what it was.
Yeah, maybe that, yeah. Right. I didn't even realize that, to tell you the truth.
I didn't either.
That's another part of the history of Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, this is why we put it out here.
Well,
folks.
And like you said, though, too, real quick, that
be the judge.
This is why, you said other places, they call them something else.
They call them something else.
Right.
And probably because, let's face it, you go to Papa John's Pizza, but hey, we got this other side stuff. Domino's Pizza, but we got this...
Mm-hmm.
But you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, you're thinking you're going to do wings.
Right.
Well, and you know,
I want chicken nuggets, I'm going to McDonald's.
There's another whole lawsuit there because the Buffalo Wild Wings are not made in Buffalo. So they could be, somebody could say, well, they're Buffalo style Wild Wings.
Thanks. Now you've introduced the next class action lawsuit.
Always thinking, trying to help.
You be the judge, folks. And if you think you have been financially injured, perhaps you can be part. If the class action lawsuit is approved, perhaps you could be part of it.